yo. Soft words and harsh truths. You got issues, I got issues, we all do. So free yourself, a safe space for your concerns. We got things to learn, habits to unlearn. Always deconstructing and reconstructing. Can you see the beauty that's in destruction? If there's an end, a new beginning's coming. Nothing comes easy, does it? You gotta really want it. Soft words and harsh truths. You got issues, I got issues, we all do.
Hello, and welcome to Unhinged While Anchored. I am your host, Goddess. I took a short break. I've been gone for a little bit of time, and I'm going to do things a little bit different. Tonight, I'm going to start with a poem. This is part of the new piece of the Unhinged Well Anchored, the Goddess Gazette. It's where I get to embrace exactly who I am. From the ashes of my past, a phoenix I become, rising with the strength, no longer feeling numb. The chaos that once followed, now a distant drum. I found my voice, my spirit, no longer I succumb. I've unwound the knots, the traumas one by one, no longer seeking safety where there once was none. The daydreamer, the seeker, now sees the sun, embracing all the battles that I've fought and won. I've danced with danger, faced the night's cold hum, but now I stand defiant to fear I'll not succumb. The exhibitionist, the hidden, their time has come and gone. I've shed the weight of others, my own path I have drawn. I am the architect of feelings, might alone to own. No longer playing games, my truth is set in stone. Self-zoology, my guide, a seed that I have sown. Walking with conviction in a light that's newly shown. I am unique, unapologetic, my essence fully grown. No explanations owned, my story is my own. With vengeance as my ally, into the dark I am thrown. But in this place I find a power that is all my own. I owe no loyalty save for myself alone, a journey of discovery, a path that I have honed. So here I stand anew, my true self finally shown, in self-zoology's embrace, my spirit has flown. I realize that that's how I sound to so many people on a continuous basis, even when I'm just trying to explain it as simple as possible. So one of the things that I want to do is the poem is actually a capture of the story or what I was going to share today in my podcast. So let me explain it in a way that might make a little bit more sense. As I reflect on my past, I see the tapestry of my life, woven with threads of trauma and disillusionment. Each thread represents an emotion, a memory, a moment that shaped me before I had even reached 15. I catalog these moments. I found a pattern. It was pretty much on average 2 times a year. That I was facing some kind of trauma, a rhythm to the chaos that seemed to orbit my existence. I never understood why, but I sensed the storm always on the horizon, and I knew that it was destined for me. The greatest challenge in this new self-zoology space, a concept I created in an effort to take some of the pressures off of healing. But it was the hardest part for me was recognizing why I was so needing protection. And so as I started to untangle that knot in you know, this process, I recognize that the reason I was so desperate for a protector was because I had never felt protected. As I'm going back and I'm looking at all these things that I've gone through, the people that were supposed to be there for me weren't. And so I've been blindly searching for this since I was young, not recognizing it until more recently. And it was almost as if a big weight was lifted off of me. Because I no longer had to be silent. One of the things that the past had taught me is to just take it. If you're quiet, it'll be over soon, and then you can get back to normal. By the age of 15, my life had been marked by close calls with abductions, violations, loss, experiences that should have been shared, but instead I buried them deep. I fled from the familiar to the unknown, from one unforgiving world to another. I would seek autonomy over my identity. I just wanted to be able to make my own decisions. In hindsight, the answers are clear. I see the path I took, the compromises I made, and the quiet resilience that carried me through. I learned to use silence as a shield, and my sexuality as armor, guarding my happiness from those who would misuse it. I once paraded as an exhibitionist. I would do that in an effort to conceal my true self. Last year, though, I embarked on this journey of self-discovery, and I started shedding the weight of all these expectations of everybody else. That initial woman that I met, though, she didn't appeal to me. She seemed so dull and disconnected. She possessed a defiance I admired, though. And it was the defiance I decided to keep. The rest, the blame, the resentment, all of those lower emotions that held me to blaming others for the emotions that I found myself experiencing, I had to release those. I had to claim the ownership of my emotions, and I had to refuse other people permissions to dictate them to me. My concept, self-zoology, it's become my doctrine. It's helping to guide me to walk with assurance that I am going to have a partner by my side. My transformation was for me alone. And within that, I've decided to be different. I walk as if I'm already in a relationship. I wear a ring on my finger to make sure that I don't forget to never place myself into a situation where I feel a man would have to defend me. I don't want to entertain conversations where men feel that they can speak any kind of way towards me, because I am a woman and you will treat me as such, which means showing me respect. And if you cannot do that, then I will kindly remove myself from the situation. The reason being is, you are not worthy of my time if you can't respect it. I can maintain a sense of calm now, even in my tone, when I'm upset, something I wasn't able to do before. I can try to ensure that I don't raise my voice, because that's not going to serve any purpose. I'm not going to win an argument because I happen to talk louder. And as many of you can tell, I don't really have the voice to talk louder. We know I can yell, I can curse, I could scream, but if ultimately my season or reason is the truth, then I'm going to have to just accept the fact that not everybody is going to accept it the way that I see it. And that's perfectly, that's perfectly fine. I'm not held by your limitations. Don't place me into boxes that were created long before I even arrived. I am not the same as others. And yet others will try to diminish my light. Tell me I'm insignificant because my voice is small, because my views are different. I've gotten to the space now that I don't care. And the reason I don't care is because you don't care for me. And I believe in an even exchange of energy. I carry a certain amount of confidence in the fact of I don't care. I am a walking contradiction. And I love that for me. I love the fact that I could tell you that I care about you. And I could tell you I don't care about your feelings. Your feelings are not mine. If something I've said offended you, then let's discuss why it offended you. Because that's ownership that you have to contain. That's not my fault. I can apologize for a perceived inconsideration. However, what I say is not responsible for your feelings. You are. And we need to get to a space where people recognize that and we stop looking outward and blaming everybody else for shit that we are creating, the chaos that we are putting into our own life for no other reason than our own sanity. It would be so easy to say, this is my ex-boyfriend's fault, because had he have been here when I needed him, I wouldn't be going through all of this right now. Bullshit. Stop blaming other people because you haven't reached the levels that you feel you should be on. Nobody owns that. If there's a hindrance, that's your fault. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong. You are the owner of your own story. You are the creator, the writer, the one in charge. And yet, you write the story as if you were the second character. I've elected to stop writing myself into the second character. I am the hero of my story. I know what I feel is right. I know that I have never been wrong. I have been delayed. And so perception makes me wrong in the moment. And yet I never get that excitement or that praise when what I said came true. I don't claim to truly be clairvoyant. I don't even know that I 100% believe in the woo-woo pieces of life. And yet I have stories that give them credit. I can tell you that I have watched every single person that's caused me tears, that's caused me conflict. I've seen that karma come back to them. I've seen it play out in ways that they don't even realize that it's karma. And yet there's that small piece of it that is too much of a coincidence to be ignored. I don't mean to make it seem like I'm just this great power, but I am. I'm not intimidated by others not feeling about me the same way that I feel about myself. Because I know that where I stand right now, I fought to get here. I earned every single thing that's about to go right in my life. because I sat and I waited. I cried. I complained. I did all of the things, but I listened and I sat and I didn't do anything. And people walked away. And I watched them leave. The thing is, many of them were only a boomerang. It was almost as if they were sent away just to allow me the space to be by myself, if even for a moment, and then they returned. I feel this round of my life is here to serve a karmic debt. In my past life, I took advantage of people. I didn't appreciate their value in my life because of the station. I looked down on people, and that's why I've had a harder time this go round. This cycle of life has been really hard as it equates to love and relationships and friendships. I still haven't spoken to my bestest yet, although she's made attempts to reach out to me. I'm not even upset. I just know that right now there's something I need to finish. There's something I still need to accomplish so I can stand on my own two feet and I can look at the world and I can say, I did that. I did that. And when I say I did that alone, I don't mean by myself. I really wish people would ask me questions for greater clarity, because the way our language is written and spoken, it's very flat. It doesn't allow for a 360 thought. It's only its presentation within the words that are provided. So when I say something, it's just taken at face value. But, you know, I can make a joke about being a Gemini. I can make a joke about being a woman. However, I'm just goddess. And goddess doesn't think that way. I don't have that malicious intent that others have. I don't think like they do. And yet I'm held to that same fucking standard that they give these other people, even though I am nothing of the sort. If I try to prove that, though, then that is counterproductive, because then I'm trying to prove something I need not prove, because in actuality, none of your opinions mean anything. I'm still going to have to get my kids up and get them ready. I'm still going to have to ensure that the bills are paid. So if you don't like me, well, oh gosh, darn it. I just don't know how I'm going to survive. It's just an improbable place for a girl to be, I guess. But I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going because my Andre would want me to. I'm going to keep going because my Mikey would want me to, my Dizzy, my all of the men that have come in through my life that are no longer here. I pride myself on my differences, the fact that I can carry conversations with my exes, that there's no malice or ill intent. That speaks great volumes to who I am as a woman. Give me my praise. I deserve it. I am unique because I am me. I am willing to run into the fire for those I love. And if I tell you I love you, I mean it. My love isn't going to go away because you do. I've never been that naive, albeit I am very, very naive. I believe that people have the best intention, and I'm always shocked when I see meanness. I'm not even going to call it evil. It's a perceived evil, and I can see where it could be detrimental, yet it's really not. from my unique vantage point, I appreciate just how unevil a lot of things are. May walk in the darkness, a place that I have definitely come to find my own security in. I would rather be in the dark. I am looking and waiting for my Dark Lord. It's an energy. Who is he? I'm not sure. I could have met him already. I don't know. I just know that if I've met him already, he wasn't worthy or yet ready to be with me. And everybody would be like, oh my gosh, how could you say that? That you sound so arrogant and man, suck a wild goose. I don't care. I know who I am. I know what I offer. And I know the fact that my love is unique to me. There's only one ex in my history that I choose not to talk to. That's a flex, whether anybody else appreciates it or not. I am not what others have made me out to be. Nobody takes the time to actually get through the surface of my conversation and appreciate the depths of it. I've made a joke that where I go, depth will follow, which is why I'm no longer taking offense to the fact that I am the podcaster of the group that people tend to avoid. Nobody wants to talk about themselves. They want to talk about everybody else. And for the first time, I am really okay being by myself. I don't want to pretend to care about shit I don't care about, that I'll never care about. Even if something can evoke emotion from me, my emotions are not me. They are an extension of. Don't ever think just because you see me crying that I'm in a weakened state. Because I can guarantee you, I've got my arsenal right there ready, just at the hip. I am unafraid to stand in the battlefield. And that is my goal, to continue to strengthen my armor. So that way, when my Dark Lord enters, I'm ready to protect him in the fields that he chooses to walk in. I'm no longer going to hold people to my own accord, to my expectations, because doing so is only going to leave me with disappointment. I am valuable. The season I've walked through, I wouldn't wish it on anybody, and yet I really wish it on everyone. To come into a space of humility, to walk with the understanding of knowing exactly who you are, and understanding that you are a truth. I'm not here to heal. I'm not a healer. I wanted to be one, claimed to be one, but that's through transition. As most spiritual people go through. I don't want to be a healer. I don't want to be responsible for anything other than myself. I am, though, someone who is going to speak truth and take accountability and hold others accountable. There are so many ways that justice can be given. We live in a world of shadows, where people hide behind false personality, and then they are so aghast when they are found out to be frauds. And then we have people like myself, in which stories are created and narratives placed into situations where they shouldn't have been. People will listen to my words and assume they know who I'm speaking on. My Dark Lord is a shadow. I don't see his face. I don't know who it is. I have never given the impression that anybody in my life could feel that role. Although I can be honest and say the image of the Dark Lord was triggered by interactions, but that doesn't mean that they hold that place. And the simple minds, I just don't have space for them anymore. I don't have room for people who intentionally cause harm. I am the Karen of the underworld. I love that for me. I carry a soft voice. I believe in love, in its magic. And yet, I will turn on you if I feel that I can't trust you. And I will watch you bleed out without care. And that sounds harsh, and that is in a figurative state. Maybe. Don't underestimate me. Don't ever think you've got me figured out, because I will shock you. I will surprise you. And then I'm going to laugh at you. You've never met anybody like me. I change constantly with the evolution of knowledge. As I learn, I grow. I'm not stagnant. I also can remain loyal. And I have to only one, though. Only one that can step into a position and tell me what to do. And that's not a permission that I willingly gave. However, you wouldn't understand because you're not me, and I no longer feel compelled to explain. I'm not here to be everybody's friend. Chances are I won't be. I'm too fanciful. I'm too woo-woo. I don't give a shit about the fancy parsley on the plate, yet that's the place that everybody wants to put their focus. I'm going to focus on myself. I'm going to get ready and continue to be the woman that my husband is looking for. So when he enters my life for real, he's going to see that he never has to worry. If something or sometime he has to be absent, I still am 10 toes down. I'm not held to the same social constraints that others are held to. I have a greater appreciation of who people are and recognize that a lot of the boundaries created are based off of insecurities of our own fear of somebody not loving us. I've been through that. I have walked those battlefields. I carry the armor, the wounds, and the unique brand weapon. I've held audience with demon masters, all because of a broken contract that I have been blessed to find a loophole to get out of, if I so choose. Ramblings of a crazy woman? Probably. I'm here for it. Are you? As I work to come up with different storylines, I'm probably going to have a shorter podcast. Talking for an hour doesn't sound sexy at all. It doesn't even sound necessary. I no longer need to fill the empty space with words. Things are about to get really crazy. People are about to have their hollow masks removed. It's going to be a scary time for a lot of people. And I had to go through that scary time before they did. So I can learn to recognize when people are getting ready to fall off the ledge. I go through a lot of my situations, and I know it's universally intentional, because I am here to help, not to heal. I'm going to tell you some truth, and my truth is probably going to piss you off. But honestly, take that up with your demons, not me. I'm not responsible. If you sit there and you go into the nobody loves me, the world is against me, I don't play the victim. I don't encourage it. And it is actually one of my biggest pet peeves, and you will see me go 0 to 100 in a nanosecond. Don't play that victim shit in front of me, man or woman, because we are all guilty of it. We are all guilty of being emotional beings. And yet it's because the tears fall from a woman's eye more. They're the only ones who are seen as emotional. Men's emotions come out in anger. And I am going way further than I intended into the weeds. My new show is probably going to take a little bit of time for people to really appreciate what I'm trying to do. The Goddess Gazette is a continuation. It's a poem or a short stanza or something which is going to reflect the message of the cast of that day. And it may be at the end, it may be at the beginning. It's going to be wherever I choose to place it that day, wherever spirit leads me to be. Because for the first time, gosh, I hate the way that I speak a lot, because I say a lot of the same pattern of words, and I really don't like repetition. But for the first time, I'm confident. I am working on a network, you know, to help their media and make their posts. I've started working with Black Noise Poetry in an effort to help promote him and his podcast in a sense of media presence. I am taking steps to ensure that I can be home with my children the way Andre wanted me to be. And I am doing that by myself. No matter how many people are helping, I'm the one who still has to hold the house down. The house that I've proudly owned since 2005. So the people who like to cast judgment and say that I'm this, that, or the third, because they don't recognize the strength of who I am. They can suck a lily pad, because I don't care. I am done trying to impress anybody. For what? A temporary situation, a temporary accolade in which I can sneeze inappropriately, or I don't know how you do that, but you know, I can sneeze and it can send a whole cataclysm of chaos. And then I'm just the world's most evil person, all off of a sneeze. A sneeze. These talks of loyalty, I watch these people talk about it, and it is hilarious to me. There is no loyalty within these communities that I watch. It takes one little misunderstanding, one hurt feeling, and they will turn on you, and it is a sight to see. It's also something that I choose to not be a part of anymore. It's not meant for me. I'm not meant to be anything other than a fly on the wall in those situations. I'm not cut out that way. It's just not me. I don't want to say I'm too nice, because I wish Oh, I wish it would have would, but I'm honest. I'm genuine. I don't come with malicious intent. And one day, somebody's going to come into my life and they're going to see that. And they're going to appreciate that small piece of me for the second time. Only one person has truly seen me for me. Something I greatly appreciate because it sent me into caverns that I wouldn't have gone before. It was the same person that broke me when they said that my emotions were a weakness and that I cried too much. Thank you for that. I still love them. No animosity, no bitterness. I could still sit and break bread with them. I'm unique because I don't hold grudges. I'm unique because when I love you, it doesn't go away, even if the situation changes. And if I love you, you're blessed because my love is unique. So much so, they never leave, even after the relationship is over. That speaks to who I am. And if there's a problem, that speaks to who you are. Longer than I anticipated, yet words that needed to be said. The ramble of all rambles, because that's what my podcast will be about. Me. My views. How I see things. With a little bit of poetry in the mix. I'm an evolution of change. Thanks for joining the show. I appreciate each and every one of you. Look for more of my self-zoology stuff to drop. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it, and I'm excited to see where it goes. To everybody else, thank you so much for waking up today. I love you, and be nice. It's easy.
Soft words and harsh truths. You got issues, I got issues, we all do.